Ask God. There's a tremendous promise in the Bible that can be applied to our careers and companies. Psalm 2:8 says, "Ask of me and I'll give the nations as your inheritance, the ends of the earth as your possession." God is inviting you to ask for your employees and employers and co-workers. You've been called to a career and a calling. You've been given gifts and talents. Once you know yourself and your calling, you can commit to influencing lives for the kingdom of God. I want you to look at your choice of companies or careers as an assignment. Do you know that God wants you to transform companies or even industries? You're not there to get a paycheck or just pay your bills. You've been called to prosper, have dominion. The Bible says, "For creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed." Romans 8:19. To be honest with you, I didn't get this principle until I was in my 50s. Please don't get me wrong. I was always committed to the Great Commission. Matthew 28 says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." I was also moved by compassion to help the hurting with my counseling skills and finances. I was motivated to counsel, travel, and give because I knew what it was like to suffer. What motivates you to give, help, and even pray? I believe with all my heart that you're one of God's ninja sheep. You've been called to have a purpose-driven life. You work on purpose. You give on purpose. And you pray on purpose. So today I dare you to ask God for your entire office, team, school, or city. Ask God to use you to influence, to win, and transform your world. Reinhard Bonnke once said, "I want to plunder hell to populate heaven." Listen, you can do the same because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marcoulet.